Bobby went out for a joyride with my best girl. Left me at the party. It was almost June and the three-quarter moon illuminated the rain-soaked streets like a candy wrapper. I guess that's why Bobby had his lights off. Tear-assing through them deserted back streets of town and them dark country roads. Sometimes with my best girl. And sometimes Bobby had him one too. This night we banked that curve just a little too hard and that 442 went airborne. Hit a telephone pole and split in two. Bobby's skull was split in two, and my girl pinned in her seat, partially embedded by the dashboard. And for the next 20 minutes, the only sound in the night were the sounds of her screams and the sound of the wheels still spinning. Came. The sound of its siren mixed with the sound of the screaming girl and the spinning wheel. But when the story was told the next day at the graduation ceremony, everyone said that when the paramedics got there, they could still hear Freebird playing on the stereo. You know, it's a very, very, very long song. It's our honor and our pleasure to be playing here tonight at the Freebird Cafe. About 8 years ago, we started this project where we got this kind of crazy idea to write about growing up in Alabama and in the 70s and the rise and fall of arena rock, and to incorporate some of the myths and legends surrounding the band Lynyrd Skynyrd into it. And we spent about 6 years writing and recording and just kind of chipping away at it a little at a time. And about 2 years ago, we put out this record, and it's called the Southern Rock Opera. And it's the first time we've gotten to play it here in Jacksonville. And what better place on the damn planet to play it than this right here? We hope y'all enjoy it. It's pretty heartfelt tribute. And, of course, we dedicate it to Ronnie and Steve Gaines and Cassie Gaines and Dean Kilpatrick. The songs on the record, this song's about the friendship between Ronnie Van Zant and Neil Young, or at least the mythology around it. This song's called Ronnie and Neil. Let's rock, y'all. We're the Drive-By Truckers. Thank y'all. We'll be right back.
highway, stuck to the ground in Mississippi. It's the one that set me free, but it's the same one that I see being ripped up off the ground and wrapped around me. Don't let it fool you, this highway. Tell me where I am today. This feeling that I have is always laid way down here. You're running from a broken heart to a heart that you gotta break on the speed old highway. On the speed old highway. Ground in Mississippi. That's the one that set me free, but it's the same one that I see being ripped up off the ground and wrapped around me. Don't let it fool you, this highway is me. This highway.
Child for Why You Should Not Sniff Glue in Junior High School. The song's called Dead, Drunk, and Naked. And it was a young boy sniffed a lot of glue. Mom sent me to rehab, they told me what to do. Didn't have much money, the Lord picked up the tab and made me write him love songs sitting in my room. Just drink whiskey, drive around my friends, get a haircut, get a job, maybe born again. If you're living badly, tell you how to live. Get drunk and naked. want you to know I've been doing just fine. Psychiatrists tell me so. My scars are patched up, my arms have almost healed. Demons almost tranquilize, the pain's almost killed. Being old Jack Daniels, become the best of friends. We got all them baptized to die for our sins. I know the Lord is coming, the south will rise again. You when you're not around, and I wish that he was here now. I'm sure he would be proud. No one says a goddamn thing. Three guitars are too loud. And if you come to see me, sure you'll be impressed. How well I'm behaving and how well I'm dressed. If you come to see me, hope you come and stay.
I'm gonna call the police. I hear something upstairs. I know good and well there ain't nothing good going on up there. Probably 10 or more of them sitting around, smoking that stuff and drinking that hard drink. I've been living in the city since the day I was born. Good times come and go, and I seen bad times drag on. I seen white and black folks alike get treated just like sin. Every year or so, we'll see a new truckload of white trash moving in. When I was 16, I had a little trouble with the law. I said, boy, come here. I said, boy, yourself, I ain't done nothing wrong. Grabbed me by the arm and it went upside my head. Nobody saw nothing, but I got a little spot where my hair ain't grown back in. I used to have me a woman. had a pretty fine home. But it took so much to keep them, but the going out's always out and gone. I came home one afternoon to get me a change of clothes. Caught a quick walking, slick talking, guitar picker in my back door. And I'm proud to say I ain't never been no violent man. And I'd sure be right there every day if I had me a gun in my hand. I went inside and threw the clothes on the floor and had a suitcase across the bed. Got a word, got smoke, got a lick, got thrown.
Upstairs, you done picked the wrong damn place to stay. I'm just a feeble old man, you can look smart ass, there's a long man on his way.
Fire any longer. And
This is a new one. It's about saving the family farm by any means necessary. This song's called The Sinkhole. Sin, he turned my bailout down. Banker man led into me, led into me, led into me. Banker man led into me and spread my name around. He thinks I ain't got a lick of sense, cause I talk slow, my money's spent. I ain't the type to hold it against, but he better stay off my farm. Cause it was my daddy, then his daddy before, and his daddy before, and his daddy before. 5 generations and an unlocked door and a loaded burglar alarm. Pictures of my pretty family, lots of pictures of my pretty family, lots of pictures of my pretty family in the house where we was born. House stood through 5 tornadoes, droughts and floods and 5 tornadoes. Rather wrestle an alligator than to see the banker score. Cause he won't even look me in the eye, just takes my land and apologizes. With a pen and paper and a friendly smile, he said the deed is done. Sound of years, my daddy's spinning. Sound of years, my daddy's spinning. Sound of years, my daddy's spinning over what the banker done. Thinking I might move some hot roast beef and mashed potatoes and sweet tea. Fired up with some nana pudding and a walk around the farm. Show my view from a key town hill and stand at my place in Yadfields. Lose the last thing on earth that's real, or rather lose my legs and arms. And bury his body in the old sinkhole. Bury his body in the old sinkhole. Bury his body in the old sinkhole of the cold November skies. Damn if I wouldn't go to church on Sunday. Damn if I wouldn't go to church on Sunday. Damn if I wouldn't go to church on Sunday with the preacher in the eye. Back in the early 1860s, my great-great-granddad got drafted by the Confederate Army. And he was none too goddamn happy about it. He was just a poor dirt farmer trying to feed his family and hang on to a little piece of land in northern Lauderdale County, Alabama, that he had gotten from his daddy. He didn't read the papers much or keep up with the politics of the day. He sure the fuck didn't own no slaves or any of that kind of shit. That was for the rich people. And he was a poor man and a good man and a God-fearing man. He was trying to do the best he could under really hard times. But one day he's out working on the farm and these men in blue uniforms came marching through. And they killed a couple of his cows, and they stole a couple of his chickens, and they started trying to loot the old home place. And he sneaked a gun out, and he said, "God damn it, I'm going to go out and kill me some of these Yankees." And he got sent to a little place called Shallow, about 30 miles away, and he got shot there. And the bullet went all the way through his body and came out the other side. Fortunately for my sorry ass, it didn't hit no vital organs or nothing. He lived to tell about it. Back in them days, if you got shot, what they'd do is take a long piece of iron and they'd hold it in the fire until it was red hot, and then they'd stick it in the wound to stop the bleeding. It was called cauterizing it. And I was raised by my grandmama and my great uncle, and they had fond and vivid memories of their granddaddy coming over to Christmas dinner and telling them stories about the war. Raising up his shirt and showing them his wounds. The song's about the misunderstood people of the Southland. This song is called "The Southern Thing." Or alibis. Ain't about no cotton fields or cotton picking life. Ain't about the races, the crying shame. To the fucking rich man, all poor people look the same. Don't get me wrong, it just ain't right. Look strong, but I ain't afraid to fight. You wanna live another day? Stay out the way of a southern thing. Ain't about no hatred, better raise a glass. It's a letter about some rebels, but it ain't about the past. No foolish pride, ain't about no flag. It's the only thing that my truck would wanna drag. Think I'm done, maybe not half right. You wonder how I sleep at night. Step down the same duality of southern thing. Family Christmas night. Got shot at Shiloh, thought it died alone. From a Yankee bullet less than 30 miles from home. Ain't no plantation in the family tree. Did not believe in slavery, thought that all men should be free. But who are these soldiers marching through my land? Cause I could hear the cannons and she worried about her man. I heard the story. It was a fast town. Black guts and glory. And rebels stand. My generation. Whole lot has changed. Robert E. Lee, Martin Luther King. We've been a long way, running from the flag. Stay out the way of the southern thing. Stay out the way of the southern thing. Stay out the way of the southern thing. Out the way of the southern thing.
At the Salem Church of Christ, and it makes good money as long as rentals wrap keeps everything wrapped up tight. Your mama's as good a wife and mama as she can be, and your sister's putting that sweet stuff on everybody in town but me. Your brother was the firstborn, got 10 fingers and 10 toes, and it's a damn good thing, cause he needs all 20 to keep the closet door closed. We'll be right back. 26-mile drive, frozen city to Calvert Heights. Kiss my claim, kiss me through the night. Maybe it's just a destination, a place for me to go. To keep your draws on, girl, it ain't worth the fight. By the time you drop them, I'll be gone, and you'll be right where they fall the rest of your life. Till the last minute, call you up to see what you wanna do. But you're only 15, girl, you ain't got no secretary. And for granted's a mighty big word for a country girl like you. I think that's just your daddy talking, cause he knows that blood red carpet at Salem Church of Christ ain't gonna ever see no wedding between me and you. No. It's a good thing that they built a wall around you. Zip up to Tennessee or zip right down to Alabama. I got 350 heads on a 305 engine. I get 10 miles to the gallon. I ain't got no good intention.
About how drugs and arena rock kept me from killing a bunch of motherfuckers back in high school that probably had it coming anyway. This song's called Let There Be Rock. Dropped acid, Blue Oyster Cult concert, 14 years old, and I thought them lasers were a spider chasing me. On my way home, got pulled over in Rogersville, Alabama, with a half ounce of weed and a case of Sterling Big Mouth. My buddy Gene was driving, he just barely turned 16. And I'd like to say I'm sorry, but we live to tell about it. And we live to do a whole bunch more crazy, stupid shit. But I never saw Lynyrd Skynyrd, but I sure saw Molly Hatchet with 38 Special and the Johnny Van Zandt Band. I drank a fifth of vodka on an empty stomach, then drove over to a friend's house. And I backed my car between his parents' Cadillacs without a scratch, and crawled to the back door and slithered through the mail hole. And I sneaked up them stairs and puked in the toilet. I passed out and nearly drowned, but a sister, Dee Dee, pulled me never saw Lynyrd Skynyrd, but I sure saw Molly Hatchet. And the band that I was in played The Boys Are Back in Town. Skynyrd was set to play Huntsville, Alabama, the spring of 77. I had my ticket, but it got canceled. Now it was rescheduled for the Street Survivors Tour. The rest, as they say, is history. Well, I never saw Lynyrd Skynyrd, but I sure saw Ozzy Osbourne, Randy Rhoads in 82, right before that plane crash. And I never saw Lynyrd Skynyrd, but I sure saw AC/DC.
The boys got singing, let there be rock to them. The boys got singing, let there be rock to them. The boys got singing, let there be
under our good friend CP. This song's called Road Cases. Got them pretty road cases. Protect our ass, protect our face, protect our guitars, protect our amps. Got them pretty road cases, throw them out an airplane and they'll just bounce. Paint our name on them road cases, stencil and white spray paint. Drive-by truckers on everyone, or maybe just DBT. Get ourselves a big tour bus, maybe even an airplane. Fly around the world and back, hope it don't run out of gas. Got them pretty road cases. Got them pretty road cases. We don't need them anymore. Pay off that big cocaine dealer, the only thing they're useful for. And then we'll sell them road cases. We don't need them.